the 2-2. Well hit down the left field line. Way back and go!
Welcome back to Walk It Off. We have Gemma Kaneko back live.
Hello.
In person.
I have returned.
She has returned.
Yay.
From the homeland, a.k.a. Michigan.
Yeah, the homeland.
Yeah. And we have Ashley Chavez out in L.A. Ashley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Summer is winding down.
Don't say that.
I know. I picked up my laundry this morning, and the woman tried to convince me that we still had like 3 more months of summer.
If only.
And I tried to tell her that that's not the case, actually. But
if only.
I know. But we're all back together. Lots of things are going on. We have a lot of good stuff to talk about today. Let's just run through a couple things that happened. Justin Thomas won the 2017 PGA Championship. New guy, new face, really cool. Happy birthday, Magic Johnson.
Happy birthday, Magic.
Happy birthday, Magic.
That's right. Bryce Harper is on the DL. Just a bone bruise, but he's expected to return before the season ends. Derek Jeter buying in on the Marlins with his team. $1.2 billion with a B. Billion. Chad Bettis is making his return for the Rockies after battling cancer. Something to note. Do you guys know who is in second place for the AL wild card right now?
In second place?
Yes.
The Mariners.
Ash?
No, I have no idea.
The Angels.
What? Yankees? I guess they did go on that long win streak. They went on that long win streak.
Can you believe that? Yeah. The Twins are a half game behind the Angels, who are the Angels, and didn't have Mike Trout for...
I know. I feel like we both said, like, a few weeks ago, too, that the Angels were, like, well out of it. So,
wow.
We were wrong.
Oh, my gosh. So
anything can happen in this sport, I swear.
And when it comes to that wild card, by the way, the White Sox are only 14 games out.
Oh, only 14.
Only 14. But I'm just saying that's how close that race is.
Yeah.
That the last team is 14 games. The rest are, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
That's
it.
So that race is crazy. That is not a race I would want to be a part of.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun, though.
I like to watch from the outside.
Be a spectator, yeah.
Yes, I like to be a spectator. And then Sean Doolittle, really cool, kind of using his platform, talking about things that are outside of the baseball world and not putting his opinions on anybody, just kind of like speaking from experience, having gone to school at UVA and knowing that campus and that community. So it was kind of cool to see him using his platform. I think he's a fan favorite in the baseball community, so kind of cool to see him do that. Sean Doolittle. So those are anything else that's itching that I missed over the past weekend, week that stood out to you guys in sports?
I guess my main thing was Bryce Harper, and I mean, I'm still amazed that it's only a bone bruise, and I don't even believe the Nationals right now because I witnessed that firsthand and was like, no chance.
Yeah.
But I mean, I hope it's just a bone bruise, but they're being a little too secretive, and I'm like, God, is it something else? Are you lying to us right now?
Oh, I hope not.
You would never know that.
I hope not, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That would be bad for baseball, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll wait and see.
Yeah,
don't get
we'll
too sad.
See.
Everyone just put their sad voices on.
Hold on a second. I know.
Yeah.
Reel it back in. Reel it back in. Later.
There's so many things to be excited about. So
yes. Okay. So we're gonna start with Trend or Trash here. Matt Brown wrote a really thoughtful article for Sports on Earth, and I, to be honest, didn't even know that this was going on in college football. So he spoke about the stereotype of student athletes because he had a conversation with, or didn't have a conversation, but he had read what Josh Rosen said, UCLA's quarterback Josh Rosen, in an interview about the word student athlete. It was really interesting. I don't need to go through the whole quote, but basically he said trying to do both, student and athlete, is like trying to do two full-time jobs, and that it's just an impossible ask. And the point was brought up, well, Deshaun Watson graduated in 3 years from Clemson. He goes, well, some schools are tougher than others, which may be true. I don't know the difference between UCLA's academic programs and Clemson's, to be completely honest. So I thought it was really interesting and a really good read. I thought Matt Brown did a really great job with it. So I wanted to bring the point to you guys. He wrote, Matt Brown wrote, would college football, he said it would be better if athletes in Rosen's position use their platform to speak up for themselves and others, and were encouraged to be honest and speak openly about problems they face instead of being vilified for daring to reject the status quo and address uncomfortable truths that may disrupt the system. So what we are going to focus on is what Matt Brown said. Is that true, trend or trash? Would college football be better if athletes in those positions spoke up more and said what they were feeling more often than just giving the coaches speak cookie cutter answers? Ash, I want to start with you.
I mean, yes, it is. It's always going to be better when especially big name athletes speak up, superstar athletes speak up on issues that are pressing and also they feel like are, especially when people are lording over you. What I found so interesting about this article is that I just never once even thought about that. And I don't know why, maybe because there's so many other problems with NCAA and student athletes and things like that, that I never once thought, oh yeah, these kids, even if they did try to do both, how incredibly difficult that is. Mm-hmm. And even if they wanted to have the resources to do it, people are just like, you know what? It's just easier if I do this for you, mm-hmm. you focus on this and then we'll do whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then it's so easy to blame these kids for not learning in school, just focusing on football, going out and trying to get into the NFL, injuring themselves, not having a career, bankrupting themselves because they spent way too much money when they get their first like multi-million dollar contract and be like, well, that's your fault. You should have got an education. It's not. Maybe they tried, mm-hmm. or I never once thought about how difficult it was. So it opened my eyes to something that I should have like realized and known about, especially being a college fan of any sport.
Yeah.
And so it is important for them to talk about stuff like that, because these things that you just assume that other people know, maybe they don't know. So I do enjoy that. I especially enjoyed people being like, oh, he's, I mean, not really, but it was just entertaining. Oh, he's just like, he's coming back from an injury. He's like a mess off the field right now, blah, blah, blah. No, are you kidding me? You are vilifying yourself even more. It's almost incredible. So I did get a lot out of this story and I thought it was very interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think it should trend for sure. And other people should follow.
Gemma?
Yeah, I mean, definitely I think there should trend, because I think that something, a position that we've pretty much all always taken on any issue is that it is important to listen to people who are living the experience.
Yeah.
Right? So if college athletes want to talk about what they personally experience, like that is good and we should welcome more of it. And that is how we should feel. That's how we generally have felt in any situation where we're asking ourselves, should we be listening to this athlete's voice when they're talking about their lived experience? Like you said about Sean Doolittle at the beginning of the show. So, yeah, I mean, it's important, I think, for these programs to get this kind of feedback, even though I really don't have a ton of confidence that they're going to use it for in any meaningful way, because like is also said in the article, there's like a lot of money in college football and in college sports. And when you have that, you don't really want to change the way that you get it, because it's great and it's lucrative. And so maybe it's not priority to address some of these issues, but
yeah.
I do think it is important to give credence to what to athletes and what they say about how they are in the programs.
Yeah, I think that it's asking a lot, and to ask a kid to be a full-time student and a full-time athlete, mm-hmm. put their bodies, what they're going through. And Josh Rosen mentioned he couldn't take a class because it didn't fit in with the rest of his schedule. He doesn't want to just, you know, be a sports management major or whatever. Mm-hmm. He wants something greater than that for his life after football. Well, not everyone is as organized, I think, when it comes to those things as him. I think the key word in all this is that it's athletes in Rosen's position. Not every single person. I think everyone deserves a voice, mm-hmm. and somebody to talk to about it. But I would worry, and I mean, I say this coming from a journalist background, like I would worry that if every single kid on a football team decided to speak up to the media about what was going on in their lives, that it would become twisted and not the point that they're trying to make may not come across. So just like we have the Players Association for baseball and basketball and football, maybe there should be something for college, right?
I think that addresses a deeper issue, though, right? It's like these, because the student athlete designation, just they're protected right as students, but there's not a union for them because they don't get paid. Like they're not employees in the sense that like professional baseball players and professional basketball players and professional football players have a union, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's its own separate issue that you kind of brought up here, which is really interesting.
Yeah. Could you imagine? I mean, and maybe Josh Rosen would be like a great representative for UCLA, mm-hmm. but like every every sport, regardless of if you're getting paid, you should have somebody who gets to speak up for the things that aren't going right or well. Because, again, Ash, you touched on, like, the eligibility. Like, they are they're helping these athletes stay eligible. They're not necessarily helping the athletes graduate. They just want to they want to, like, border that line of remaining eligible so they can play and make the school money and all of that other good stuff. So who's you know, well-being is really in mind here. So, yeah, I mean, I want to trend it. I thought it was, like, a really great article, Matt Brown. Like, hats off to you for writing something so thoughtful and poignant on this topic, because that's really hard to do, because your feelings get involved, I think, really quickly when it comes to this stuff, and you want to root for them as people and as athletes, and that seems almost impossible to do sometimes. So, yeah, I thought that was really interesting. Okay, let's move on. To Barry Bonds.
Great. Let's talk Barry Bonds.
Let's talk.
Trend
or trash. Barry Bonds deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Gemma.
Trend. He should absolutely be on the Hall of Fame. He absolutely should be. I think regardless of many of his issues, the Hall of Fame is for people who are integral to the story of baseball. And I think I stole that line from Dakota Gardner of Cut Four.
Okay.
But he is absolutely part of the story of baseball in a way that nobody else is, right?
Yeah.
That's the truth to me. So I do think he should be in the Hall of Fame. I do think he was an incredible baseball player, and we can discuss whatever other issues. I don't want to, like, talk about anything too, you know, sensitive, but
yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ash?
The thing about Barry Bonds and what's holding him back is obviously the PED situation and that whole generation of people. The thing about Barry Bonds is that he was better than all those people playing at that time and just took a leg up. So no matter what, he would have been the best baseball player of that generation. So yes, he does deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. The only issue we have here is that it's like, well, now we're cherry picking, blah, 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 which it's not true. Barry Bonds was better than everyone else, but people are going to argue that, and it's going to become this whole other nightmare. And it's just adding more to, like, does anyone care about the Hall of Fame anymore? You know, and maybe we don't care about the Hall of Fame anymore because Barry Bonds isn't in it. And it's like, and it's for some people. And then it's like, well, what are we doing here? Even if we don't have the home run king in the Hall of Fame, what is this even? You know what I mean? So I think it's just adding more problems to the Hall of Fame. I'm sure they want it. They want him in there just so that's one less thing off their backs.
Yeah.
But it will become some, like, weird, stupid issue. And then I think eventually he'll get in and then everything will be all fine. That's what should happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably what will happen. So yes, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
We talk about the Hall of Fame, a few times a year. And I think we've said this before, that not everyone in the Hall of Fame wears a white hat.
Right.
Yeah. That is not why you get into this prestigious club. I think that he should be in the Hall of Fame. I think it opens the floodgates a little bit. Is that a good or a bad thing? I don't know. I don't think that's for me to say.
Yeah, like, maybe it opens the floodgates for consideration, but like Ashley said, like, in that time, he wasn't the only guy, you know, who had PEDs, doing PEDs. So, like, the fact that he was still so far and away that much better than everyone else, even though they were all, you know, to some degree amping up their own performances, proves to me that, you can bulk up, but you can't take a drug that teaches you how to hit.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And are we embracing his home run record? Are we saying that, you know, you earned all of those home runs, 762?
I mean,
even if he didn't do any performance enhancing drugs, he would still be well into the 600 club and probably near the 700 club or in 700 club. Yeah. I think that, I don't know, Gemma, go on, sorry.
But also it's like, well, we can't know what would have happened otherwise, Or say, like, oh, it's not like, you can be like, there's not a stat that you can figure this out. Like, you know, this player has so many wins, blah, 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 blah. You can be like, oh, this is so many home runs because of PED total. Like, you can't know that, right? And it's also, again, in an era where a lot of people had a similar, I guess, advantage that they had given themselves. So I think it all counts, you know? Unless you want to be like, that entire decade is just gone. Like, let's just pretend none of it happened. I think it all counts.
What about his reputation off the field, though? What about you know, the way that he may have treated people, the stories that some people have about him of not being the most upstanding guy. What about that?
I mean, like you said, not everyone in the Hall of Fame wears a white hat.
Okay. And what about, do you think that not being first ballot, second ballot, third ballot, is this punishment enough? And so now writers can be like, okay, you know what? Like, you have waited long enough. I have nothing else to not say yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've checked off all my boxes. Now I'll say yes. Do you think that's kind of the case? What's going to happen over the next few years?
I have no idea. Writers are so irrational, right? Sorry. You know, whatever. But it's...
You're allowed to say it. You are one.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a vote. But yeah. It's like this idea also that no one can be unanimous because if certain players weren't unanimous, then like, why should we all... Who didn't vote for Ken Griffey Jr., right? Like, who's just like, oh, well, he doesn't deserve to be unanimous. Like, there's such a weird politicking aspect to who votes for whom.
Oh, yeah.
Like, obviously, Ken Griffey Jr. should have been unanimously elected to the
Hall
of Fame.
Personal biases, of course. Right? Because maybe he turned down that reporter.
Right, it's not even that. It's also just saying, like, oh, if like other great historical players weren't elected unanimously, then this guy shouldn't be either. So it's this weird idea of who deserves what based on history. So I don't know if anyone is currently rationally considering a case for Barry Bonds to be in the Hall of Fame, or whether they're just like, oh, let's like measure this out. It seems so weird to me on that aspect. Like, you can't predict it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the generation's going to change. I mean, you know, people who are our age eventually will start to trickle in to those votes. I mean, it's already changing, but it'll be interesting.
Yes.
Right? Ash, anything else on Barry Bonds?
No, that pretty much covers it. I mean, as a kid growing up as a Giants fan, I never liked him because he was mean. But that, again, that doesn't mean he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. And as far as like the writers like saying, we're going to put him like this far down on this whole thing. Grow up. Okay. Seriously, grow up. I didn't like the guy either, but grow up. Okay.
The protest votes, we'll talk about it again as the ballots come out, I'm sure. But like people who do the protest votes, I will not name names, but they're so ridiculous.
Good thing we're not naming names
what
here.
Childish
like, why are you mailing in an empty ballot? You're just taking votes away. Don't do that. Anyway, okay.
Exactly.
We would never do that. We would never.
No.
Never.
All right, we're adults.
Let's move on to our quick hits. All right, Marshawn Lynch sat during the national anthem during a preseason game for the Raiders. He was eating a banana. I don't know the full context of it. He's not speaking to the media.
Great.
Ash. That's all I don't know what else to say about that.
Just continue my love for him. That's it.
Yeah.
Love him forever.
Marshawn rules.
He's the best.
Okay. Yeah. My only problem with this is that I want him to say something. I feel like, listen, you can take a silent protest. We saw it with Kaepernick. But I just feel like at this point we need to say something. We need to talk about why we're doing this. Maybe more people will be more understanding.
That's clearly not true. Cap talked about what he was doing, and everyone hates him.
Okay.
That's blacklisted.
There's like...
I feel like you can't be silent. I feel like it's enough.
But then what can you do? Because if you talk, you're talking too much. And if you're silent, then you should be talking. No, right. That's like a trap. Good
so
for
I
him.
I choose that I'd rather hear him talk. I feel like he's a voice. I feel like he's a somebody. Like, I want to hear him talk about these issues.
I mean, I think...
We all want to hear him talk. Yeah. But he doesn't want to. So he's taking his own route, which I think is fine. And you'll have someone like a Richard Sherman type that loves to talk and will talk eventually.
Right.
But I think as you get more and more numbers, and he's just contributing to the numbers, then more and more people feel comfortable talking. So I think in his own way, he is helping out the situation and moving it along. But
yeah.
You think he's going to do this
he's
all season?
Famous for not talking.
I hope so.
Is this an all-season thing?
I hope so,
thing?
Too.
What, yeah, and I eat the banana, so. Though?
I mean, that seemed really healthy for him. I was surprised it wasn't, you know, candy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He's stepping up his game. Okay. Nature's candy.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so sticking with the NFL, I want to know if you're on the NFLPA, if you're on the Players Association and the new collective bargaining agreement, when it expires and they have to redo it in 2020, what is your demand? What are you willing to go on strike for? Gemma?
Healthcare.
I was going to say lifetime healthcare.
Yeah.
But like a real dedicated lifetime health. I mean, because, you know, like that is not something that they don't have, but like the support system that exists needs to be
post NFL career.
Yeah, like strengthened so much, because most of these guys are going to be contending with health problems that they got from playing the sport.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're going to contend with them for the rest of their lives. Yeah. And that should be like a dedicated pro. That to me is worth striking for. If there's going to be even like some kind of moral structure to how this works, it's going to say if you damage your body and your brain permanently, even if it's not severe, but permanently, from playing the sport, the least the organization can do is make sure that you're taken care of for the rest of your life, because you're going to have issues for the rest of your life.
Ash. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I understand that guaranteed contracts are going to be very difficult, and we can work our way towards that. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, healthcare, that you don't have to go to court when you do have something serious to sue the NFL in order to cover it, should be implicated. Also, rehabilitation for getting over all these painkillers that you're shoving down people's throats.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things that need to change. And sure, they have healthcare, but like, I'm sure we have better healthcare than they do, like the veterans do. You know what I mean? It's just not fair. And they have far more complications than we will ever have. Yeah. So yes, strong healthcare system, especially with like painkillers, with brain would damage whatever happens to you, as far as we know. Getting to see a therapist on the regular, things like that need to be covered, because this is like serious, serious stuff that they're having to file lawsuits for. I mean, what was it, 2015, that we had so many lawsuits trying to get any kind of like help from the NFL?
Yeah.
Was it 2015? It's around that.
It was
like
recently,
a few years ago.
With that big class action lawsuit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I don't know. That's the main thing.
I took it one step farther.
Mm-hmm.
Further?
Yeah.
Ooh, farther? La la.
Further.
You picked your favorite.
Farther. That seems to be in the middle for whatever my accent is. I said medical marijuana should be approved for athletes who play in the National Football League.
Yeah.
And
they were saying that they were going to use it as a bargaining chip. Marijuana. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Yeah, we're going to keep you on these opioids, on this heroin, but marijuana, I don't know about that. That seems illegal.
Yeah, so God. Along with the healthcare, obviously, number one, but also maybe, you know, allowing a certain amount and doctor prescribed and allowing them to get off of the opioids and the harder drugs that they're taking that are also ruining their minds and their bodies.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
Okay, best and worst of player weekend jerseys. Best.
Oh, there's so many good.
There's so many.
They're so good. Yeah.
Anything? Ash?
It's hard to say. I would say my favorite thing that happened is an early morning text message from our producer, Rena, saying, I want to buy every single player's weekend jersey. And I told her, even if you were a baseball player, you wouldn't be able to afford to do that. Because I saw that a few of them were
$200.
$200. They're so good, though.
Yes. They were so good. Yes, they're amazing. Yeah. Oh, what a fun thing.
Yeah, the worst ones are obviously people who just went with their own last name.
Yes.
Which is boring.
Corey Seager.
What did Corey Seager do?
Seager.
Just Seager? And his brother went with Corey's brother. Which is adorable.
Yes.
Yeah. I love the Joey Votto jersey story.
I was just about
it's
to
so
say.
Cute. Well, you can tell that one.
Oh my God. No.
I like,
no.
Well, I like a lot of the other ones too.
It's so great.
I think I like all the personal stories that people tell about them. I also think that just some people have made some choices that I'm like, no one calls you this, right? You just want people
you just call
to
yourself
think that
now?
You are this. I like Marlins pitcher, Jarlin the Marlin. That's pretty good.
Okay.
I think it's adorable. I'm a fan of David Freeze's Dave Human because I don't know what that's about.
I don't even know.
That's,
I couldn't even tell you that.
That's really interesting and fun. Aaron Hicks on the Yankees went with A-A-Ron, which is classic. And
Aaron
Altair
also went with that.
What is Max Kepler's? I don't know, but it's very important that there are that there's an umlaut over the Z. Yeah, it's just like noted specifically, like, do not write this without the umlaut over the Z. It's like Roskowski. It looks like Czech. I don't know. I have no idea.
Wait, he's German, right?
Yeah, he's German, but I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it's a German pet name. I'm so unclear, but I love all of it. Okay. I love all of it.
I like that. So I'm looking up, I was just looking up some more names. So Forbes made a top 100 MLB Players Weekend jersey nicknames.
Cute.
Number one, is Josh Fegley, who was
this player to
be named later.
Yeah, this is really good.
PTBNL.
I love that. Like, oh, you know what else is good is so I can't remember who did this, but Bat Boy. Like, I think that's so funny.
Oh, yes, that was.
Because they're going to be like, oh.
Zach Davies.
They're going to be like, wait, is that the Bat Boy? Like,
just Zach Davies.
In the uniform, right? Which is so good. I think that's really good. There's a Pirates bullpen catcher whose last name is Comedina, and his nickname is Funky, like Funky Comedina.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's
pretty good.
I didn't know about this. Andrew Triggs, trigonometry.
Yeah, that's. I don't think anyone calls him that, but that's great.
That was the one you're like,
yeah,
calls
no,
him that.
Totally no one calls him that.
Too long.
I like Charlie
it's
Morton's
so
too. Ground Chuck, which I think is appropriate
good.
For Charlie Morton. no?
Wait, who is yeah. Digger? Someone is Digger.
Kendall Graveman.
Kendall Graveman.
Gravedigger.
Yes.
It's good.
Yes, that one is.
Is Justin Grimm not Reaper? He should be, right? That's what his nickname is?
Oh.
If it's not Justin,
if
get it together.
If he just did Grimm, that would be so funny.
Reaper. Justin Grimm is Reaper.
Good, correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sean Doolittle is Doo with like 8 O's, but I'd like to know how he decided between 7 or 8, or whatever.
What I want to know is why did some random, because if I was like a bullpen catcher for some random team, I would have just been like Mike Trout. My nickname is Mike Trout.
Is Mike Trout?
Yeah.
Actually, that's really funny.
I don't know why no one did that.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I know.
What would your nicknames be if you had one?
Yeah, so we talked about this a little bit. So I hate even bringing this up twice. So my nickname when I played softball was Skids because I fell a lot. I fell. I tripped. I was like Justin Turner almost every game.
That's
tripping.
So cute.
I still like managed to be safe most of the time, but I fell a lot. So like that is what I was called. Or D-Wex, Wex.
That's
Danny
very.
Wex. Yeah.
That's very sports.
Yeah.
Just short in the last
Danielle.
Name.
I'm never Danielle. Like I stopped being Danielle a long time ago. So always my first or last name. What about you guys?
Ash. What are you?
Gemma DeFern.
Well,
oh, no, I have one, but it's good, so save it.
She's waiting. She's saving the best for last right now, okay? When I played softball, I was Frenchie because I had pink hair.
Oh,
so Frenchie
from
Greece.
That's so cute.
But I haven't been called that in 1,000 years. I'm mostly just called Smash or Smashers or Smashly, so I guess I would have to pick one of those, or maybe all three.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be pretty great if I had all three.
Yeah, that would be good.
On my back.
No number, just names.
Exactly.
I'm not athletic at all, so my nickname would reflect both baseball and the fact that I'm a blogger.
Oh, God.
Web Gemma.
Oh, Gemma, that's so good. Oh, my
Thank
God.
Thank you.
Whoa, hold up, yes.
Thank you.
Wow, I feel sad
Web
that
Gemma.
I never thought about that.
I know.
I'm
what
only
going to
refer
me?
To you as Web Gemma.
I need a jersey. Someone make me a jersey.
I'll get you a jersey.
I mean, immediately.
We'll definitely get you a jersey.
MLB.
MLB.com jersey.
We'll work on that.
Players Weekend jersey. Yeah.
Okay, let's wrap up. That was great. OJ Simpson's white Bronco is going to be for sale on Pawn Stars. Please, no one buy it. Don't buy it. Don't spend your money. Don't support.
That's really tacky.
Don't buy it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Give your money to a charity.
Yeah.
And go walk yourself to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give your money to a domestic violence charity.
Yeah. And domestic violence.
Bad. All right, we're going to play fill in the blank. It's our favorite game. Fill in the blank. Losing Bryce Harper for any amount of time is blank for the Nationals. Gemma.
Not as stressful as it may have been a couple months ago because they're going to run away with the division, but it'll, be worrisome later on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ash?
What if it's good? Well, hear me out. What if they prevail without him?
Artist.
Good.
Okay. No, I mean... It's a win-win for the Nationals team and the Nationals fans, right? They're going to be fine without him.
Yeah.
Because they've already got it. But what if they do better?
Hey.
It's been a weird season. Anything could happen.
Anything could happen. I think they're going to be okay. Mine was losing Bryce Harper for any amount of time is not the end of the world for the Nationals.
Yeah.
Same. That's same,
good.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay. I am blank that Giancarlo Stanton has gone on this home run tear and leads the majors right now and just hit his 250th career home run. Gemma.
I'm overjoyed. That's how I feel about it. I love Giancarlo. This has been so fun. Keep hitting monster home runs.
Ash?
I'm just not surprised, and I'm happy for him. Because it was just like kind of weird that he wasn't already on that tear. And now all is right in the world. You know what I mean? I felt at peace, finally.
I am grateful.
Oh, that's nice.
That Giancarlo Stanton has gone on this home run tear because he deserves it, and it's been a while.
Aaron Judge who, right?
Yeah.
Uncomfortable right now. All right, last one. I think the blank will give the Patriots a run for their money this season. The defending champs. Who is going to make them work for that trophy? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller?
Not the Dolphins.
Not the Dolphins will give the Patriots a run for their money this season. Gemma, can you top that?
I don't think anybody looks like they're standing out to me right now. Yeah, maybe it's just because I've just given up entirely.
I'm thinking that many players.
That any team that the like Patriots narrative will somehow ever quiet down. I don't think it will.
All right, well, I'm going with the Green Bay Packers.
I almost said that because I really want for Aaron Rodgers to have some success in this life, like beyond, like, you know, big get the trip, get the ring, whatever.
Yeah. I think the Packers will give the Patriots a run for their money this season. Don't make that face. I can see your face.
I like that.
I want them to, too, but I'm worried that our boy is washed up.
You just said two.
What if he is?
All right.
I want him to.
You're too ridiculous.
Okay. Chips and guac. This is our new segment where we pick a term that somebody may not know what it means because they're a casual fan or they're our friends or my mom is listening and doesn't quite know what every little acronym or thing means in sports. So we're going to share it with you. Use it where you want. Impress your friends. Impress your date. Impress yourself with your knowledge. So Ash, kick it off. What do you got?
I'm going to do CBA, which is very easy and obvious. It is collective bargaining agreement, but sometimes the obvious ones sneak past you. So it means what it says, and it is basically an agreement between the players' union, because the players have a union, if they get paid and are employees by a league, and the actual league itself, and it protects them from getting screwed over like the NFLPA needs to work on right now, which they're going to better in 2022. That's not gonna happen.
Yes.
So that's an obvious one, but it comes up a lot, especially these days with a looming strike. So
that's
CBA is
one.
Collective bargaining agreement. Yeah.
That is good.
Gemma, do you want me to go? You're nude.
No, I can do one.
Yes.
Okay, Gemma, what do you got?
So this weekend.
Sorry, Web Gemma.
Yes. So this weekend, I was back in Detroit and I was hanging out with my family and the Tigers DFA'd Edward Mujica, and I was, like, with some of my cousins who are not as big baseball fans, and they're like, oh, so does that mean he's cut? And I was like, okay, well, let's break it down a little bit more because there are more options there.
Right.
So DFA stands for Designated for Assignment, and that means a player is immediately cut from the 40-man roster, but then there are a lot of options that can happen after that, which is they can be released, they can be traded, they can go down in the minors. So there are a few other things in there beyond being immediately cut. Because then they were like, wasn't Tyler Collins DFA'd last year, but he still plays for the Tigers? I was like, yes, they're mad. In fact,
yes,
you can wait for a minor league assignment, so... That's all part of it.
That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going with the DL.
Oh.
The disabled list. This year we introduced the 10-day down from 17. We also have the 7-day concussion list.
Mm-hmm.
We have the 60-day DL. We have the paternity list, the bereavement list. We have lots of different lists, and everyone hopes to only be on the 10-day and not have to move to the 60-day DL, but basically you can be sent down to the minors if you agree and go rehab with them. You can rehab, you know, in Arizona and Florida. You can go sit in the dugout in your uniform if you want. It kind of depends on your situation and where you stand. But DL, the disabled list, everyone hopes to avoid that list for their whole lives, but many, many do not.
This is me using it in a sentence. All of Gemma's fantasy team starters are on the 60-day disabled list DL.
And on that note, it has been an awesome week. It's only Monday.
Yeah.
But last week
was great.
Last week was good. The weekend was good. Yeah. We have a great week ahead. You know, Sunday Night Baseball did not disappoint. Yankees, Red Sox. We have the Subway Series coming up, the East Coast Bias right now. But that'll be fun going on in the city. And if you want to listen to our podcast, you can go to iTunes. If you would like to read Gemma's work, you can go to cut4.com, MLB.com/cut4. Mm-hmm. There's many avenues and highways and byways to get there and see her and read her. Ash, I hope that LA is very sunny for you this week and maybe send some California love our way.
I will, because I hope you guys are free on Friday because I'm going to be in town.
Oh, and
I
don't want to
see you.
Dang.
So I'm stopping by the office.
Okay.
I'll bring that California to you.
Oh my gosh.
Hooray.
Well, there we go.
Yay.
All right.
Great news. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this week, and we will catch you next time.
Now the 2-2. Well hit down the left field line. Way back in. Goal!